Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Beautiful people, welcome to this Friday, or as I like to say, Fri-yay edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, coming to you all on this August 14th, 2020. Boy, oh boy, what a week it has been, right? You know, there may not be sports taking place right now, but this was an eventful week nonetheless. You know, now I get it. Yeah, you got the MLB taking place, of course, playing that 60-game season. Look, my beloved NBA is thrilling basketball fans from here to Pluto and keeping me incredibly entertained. And, you know, the NBA playoffs are starting soon. What a lineup it was last night. You got this eighth seed playoff game happening on Saturday afternoon. And, you know, Dame Dalla and the Portland Trail Blazers barely squeaked by former University of Michigan star Caris LeVert's squad, the Brooklyn Nets, and Caris went off. I get it. There's a lot of intriguing things right now happening within sports, but, you know, so many sports are in limbo right now or have decided to cancel or postpone, and that has what has really made this week such an interesting and intriguing week, filled with a variance of opinions and outlooks on whether or not we should have fall sports or not. You know, having this conversation when it comes to collegiate sports, that sparked up a ton of debate from many of you out there, and I have heard it, and you guys know where I stand on it. It has been a wild, wild week, and I'm going to try and package all of this into our Reflection Friday segment later on this hour and put a few things in perspective. I also want to talk about how Tom Izzo, what pandemic, right? What pandemic? I mean, Tom Izzo has arguably put together his most impressive recruiting job throughout his tenure as the head coach of the Michigan State men's basketball team. I mean, it is unbelievable. I feel like every week we are talking about some new big recruit who has pledged his allegiance to Michigan State and the Spartans hoop squad. And yesterday afternoon, you know, I'm sitting there doing some work here on my desk, and then I get a notification about, you know, Jade Atkins. Another big-time recruit for Michigan State. And I just want to take a look at what Izzo has been able to do. And also, he talked to the media this week. Specifically, I want to talk about the column that Graham Couch put together, in which he talked to Izzo about the possibility of Big Ten men's basketball starting on time, the possibility of some kind of bubble in college basketball and whether or not they can pull it off, and just Izzo's thoughts on the pandemic itself and how wearing a mask has become politicized and where we are at as a society and the conversations that he's had with Mel Tucker, going through everything that he's gone through in the first few months of being on the job as the head coach of the Michigan State football program, and what he has told Tucker in light of the unfortunate news that there will be no fall Big Ten sports, including college football, and how he's dealing with that. All right? So we'll chat about that and so much more. If you, yes, you right there, riding around in your car with your mask on, yes, you right there at the grocery store with your mask on, you right there sitting in your living room with your, no, you shouldn't be, now hopefully you're not wearing a mask in, you know, in the friendly confines of your home, but if you are, hey, you are being safe. I am talking to you. You can weigh in by picking up that phone and dialing 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News, and you can weigh in there. And you can also tweet us. You can tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Or you can tweet the show at WKAR News. And also, before I proceed, I would like to wish one of the greatest basketball players of all time, one of the best to ever do it, I want to wish Irvin Magic Johnson a special, special happy birthday. Yes, Magic, the Lansing native, he turned 61 today, 61 years old. And actually, oh, this event is so big that I produced a Michigan Minute for our news team that, hey, I'll roll in right now for WKAR's Current Sports. This week, we salute one of the greatest basketball players of all time, Irvin Magic Johnson, who was born on this day back in 1959 here in Lansing, Michigan. He earned the nickname Magic during his playing days at Lansing Everett High School. A local sports writer gave him the name, dazzled by Magic's play as he led the Vikings to the 1977 state championship.
Johnson behind his back. He puts it up.
Magic decided to stay close to home for college, playing for Judd Heathcote at Michigan State University. In just his sophomore season, Magic led the Spartans to the 1979 National Championship, defeating Larry Bird and Indiana State to claim Michigan State's first ever basketball title.
Irvin Johnson tacks on two more. Michigan State University, national champions.
He was the top pick of the 1979 NBA draft by the Los Angeles Lakers, winning five NBA titles with the franchise, which solidified his place as a Basketball Hall of Famer.
LA comes to Boston and wins the world title.
We made the plays that carry the games out.
Magic, congratulations.
Thank you.
Since his retirement, Johnson has been an advocate for HIV and AIDS prevention since his HIV diagnosis in 1991, and an incredibly successful entrepreneur. He was a part owner of the Lakers for many years and is a part of the MLB's Los Angeles Dodgers ownership group. Happy birthday, Magic.
Yes, I had a lot of fun putting that spot together. Happy birthday, Magic, again.
All right, let's proceed to give you what you need. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, let's start here. As I mentioned, Tom Izzo has been putting in work throughout this pandemic, folks. You know, the summer has seen Michigan State land five-star players Imani Bates, Max Christie, and four-star big man Enoch Boyegi in the 2021-2022 classes. And yesterday, the Spartans landed a long-coveted four-star point guard for the 2021 class as Yipsy Prep Academy's Jaden Atkins gave his verbal commit to Tom Izzo and the Spartans. How cool is that? And actually, I'm saying it wrong. Atkins. Aikens, excuse me. Aikens, other finalists were Michigan, Northwestern, Florida, Mississippi State, and DePaul. So the 6'3", 160-pounder is the third commit for the 2021 class, joining Christie and Pierre Brooks from Detroit Douglas. That gives Michigan State three top 70 players in the class. And if Bates and or Boyacki reclassify to 2021, that would give Izzo arguably the nation's best recruiting class. I mean, how amazing is that, folks? Now, Aikens is ranked 70th nationally and 10th among point guards. I mean, we're talking about a nationally ranked top 10 point guard, folks. He is the number two player in Michigan for 2021, according to the 247 Sports Composite Rankings. And I tell you what, folks, again, when looking at what's on the up and up for Michigan State hoops when it comes to incoming freshmen, there is a very realistic possibility that Imani Bates and that whole debate on whether or not he will reclassify to the class of 2021 and really get this Sparty party started a little bit earlier. It seems as though he is really thinking about it, because I want to mention what Bates has been posting on his social media. All right, so we'll get to that. Moving along here, the Big Ten is still hoping to play basketball in 2020, at least for now. Michigan State Athletic Director Bill Beekman yesterday said the potential for starting the season on time in November remains a possibility, even as the Pac-12, Ivy League, and other small D1 conferences have announced they will not hold any competitions until 2021. Bill Beekman, he spoke to the media yesterday and noted, quote, "We have two sports to generate revenue, football and men's basketball. And so if we have the ability to play sports and generate revenue, we absolutely will." He went on to say, quote, "I think that I'm very hopeful that we'll play football in the spring and that we will play basketball. I think relative to basketball, there are more open questions as to when the season will start, but I am hopeful and optimistic that we will find a path forward." End quote. Now, Beekman said the Big Ten has looked at the NBA's bubble and has seen how well that has worked to keep players safe, contrasting it with how Major League Baseball has not used one, and, quote, "they've had struggles," end quote, from Bill Beekman. But there are still significant differences with college sports versus the professional ranks. I think the obvious big difference is that they are not paid professionals, right? They do not get paid. That is huge. And that weighs heavily on this decision for sure. But yeah, when you look at the bubble in the NBA, it has worked to perfection so far. Let me knock on wood. Hold on. Because with this pandemic, there are still a lot of unknowns and it spreads like rapid fire. Hopefully, you know, especially when we look at the NBA playoffs starting on Monday, hopefully players are still staying disciplined and staying inside the bubble, no matter how hard that may be, where you're isolated from your family, where you're isolated from your children, and it's all ball 24/7. Yeah, it's great for hoop fans like me, but it can be tough for those in there, I'm sure. You know, you're quarantined from everybody except the game that you love, the game of basketball. So if you don't eat, breathe, sleep basketball, if you don't enjoy that, then it can be really tough for you. And even for those who do, yeah, there's an element to that where, you know, you're a family man. Many of them are family men. So the NBA bubble has worked well so far, though. Adam Silver and his squad has done an amazing job. And so far, they have not had one positive test. Amazing. So can the Big Ten implement something like that for the basketball season? Those discussions are at least happening. Okay, as the final FCS domino fell on Thursday, NCAA President Mark Emmert acknowledged the inevitable. There will be no NCAA championships for fall sports in 2020.
Emmert addressed the issue in a video released by the NCAA on Thursday afternoon. Quote, "We cannot, at this point, have fall NCAA championships." NCAA President Mark Emmert discussed the latest developments in fall sports and looks ahead to winter and spring championships now. Emmert didn't rule out holding championships for fall sports in the winter or spring while urging schools and conferences to conduct those sports at a later date. Now, he suggested that if half the schools participate, the NCAA could crown legitimate champions. He also said that fall sports will not receive priority over winter and spring sports, which saw their championships and seasons canceled at the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments were among the first sports casualties, if you remember, of the COVID-19 pandemic, and it still feels weird looking back that we did not have March Madness this past college basketball season, right? Pretty incredible what COVID-19 has done. So, again, Mark Emmert addressing the issue, saying that right now we cannot have fall NCAA championships. Okay, going back to Bill Beekman, Michigan State Athletics AD. You know, during that video call with reporters, he touched on many different things. And one of the more intriguing and a bit disturbing conversations had were possible layoffs and additional cuts for MSU athletics. Bill Beekman did not rule out the possibility of eliminating or suspending sports for the entire school year as well. Now, when you look at the financial hit that Michigan State is going to take, and again, this isn't just Michigan State. There are many universities having these really tough conversations right now. If you look at the total, it's pretty mind-boggling. I mean, folks, we're talking about a potential amount of $85 million in revenue gone. $85 million. That's incredible, right? It's kind of hard to wrap your head around when you look at the amount of money that Michigan State brings in, primarily from college basketball and college football, which is why I always say it is a shame that the student-athletes who drive this revenue, who entertain you all, don't get paid a dime out of that incredibly large pot. But again, I digress. $85 million hit from what last year the athletic director said was around a $140 million budget for Spartan sports. That's a lot of cheese, folks. MSU sponsors 25 sports, 13 for men, 12 for women. Some are linked, such as the cross-country and track programs and the swimming and diving teams. But Beekman pointed out all of them are funded by two generating significant revenue. Again, as I mentioned, football, which the Big Ten announced would be postponed for this fall, and men's basketball, which had the conference and NCAA tournaments canceled in March, as I mentioned. MSU already announced athletic department pay reductions in July, with Beekman set to take a 10% cut to his $772,000 salary. MSU basketball coach Tom Izzo, football coach Mel Tucker, and women's basketball coach Susie Merchant will each have a 7% reduction. Those begin at the beginning of next month on September 1st and will run, actually, through August 31st of next year. So August 31st of 2021, and are considered temporary reductions. They make a lot of money. We're talking millions, folks. So, yeah, they can take that cut, no problem. May not have to, you probably can't purchase that yacht that you want, but you know, you can still live a very comfortable life if you're Mel Tucker, Tom Izzo, and Susie Merchant. Other employees taking reductions will do so on a tiered scale. 6%,
for salaries between $400K and $500K in base pay, a 5% reduction for those making between $300K and $400K, a 4% reduction for those making between $200K and $300K, a 2.25% reduction between $150K and $200K, and a 2% reduction between those who are making $100K to $149K. So, yeah. Man, that must be nice, right? Making that amount of money every single year. So those are your reductions due to what we are all enduring right now in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. All right, this was a big story this week. Huge story yesterday here locally. Athletes at Okemos got the green light to proceed in a few Michigan High School Athletic Association-sponsored sports this fall amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. So Okemos High School right now did get a green light when it came to a few sports. The school board voted yesterday to approve practices and competition in boys and girls cross country, boys tennis and girls golf. Those sports are considered low risk. Now, football, boys soccer, volleyball, and girls swimming and diving teams at Okemos remain limited to conditioning for the time being. So the green light has not gone ahead on full-blown competition for those sports. Those sports are considered medium to high risk and will require board approval to participate in official practice and competition. Now, when it comes to that board approval, the Okemos board is next scheduled to meet 10 days from now on August 24th. So that's when that decision will come. But prior to that, on August 20th, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, I've been saying this throughout the week, they are expected to make a final decision on its fall sports seasons 4 days prior to that August 24th Okemos board meeting on August 20th. So August 20th is when the Michigan High School Athletic Association is going to meet, and I'm sure that's going to have a tremendous impact on what the Okemos board discusses for August 24th. So those are really key dates there. August 24th, the Okemos School Board is meeting. But prior to that, I mean, we're all awaiting what the MHSAA will do on the 20th. All right. Okay, the NBA playoffs are pretty much set, with the exception of that play-in game to figure out who is going to be the eighth seed in the NBA's Western Conference, taking on LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Alex Caruso, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and the LA Lakers. So I'll start with the East here because, you know, those seedings have been really set in stone for a while now. And again, the NBA playoffs will begin on Monday, and each first-round series will proceed with games every other day. You can get ready for 4 games a day until a team is eliminated, with tip-off starting as early as 1 p.m. for some games. Basketball heaven for me. You guys know where you can find me when those games are on, all right? But out in the East, here are your matchups. The 1-8 game, or series, I should say, will be Milwaukee versus Orlando, Bucks versus Magic. The 4-5 who will play the 1-8 in round 2, will be Miami versus Indiana. Then you have Boston and Philly as the 3-6 seed. And then Toronto will take on Brooklyn as the 2-7 series. So the winner of those two series will play each other in round 2 as well. Out in the West, this is how it looks. The LA Lakers are waiting for whatever happens this weekend when it comes to the play-in situation. They will either play Portland or Memphis. All right? So it all depends on what happens on that game this Saturday at 2 p.m. between Portland and Memphis.
Portland is the team I'm rooting for because I believe they have the best chance to beat the LA Lakers or at least push them to the brink. All right, I really do believe the Portland Trailblazers will win that series. Call me crazy, but yeah, I'm with you, Charles. I hear you, Chuck. All right, the 4-5 series out in the West will be OKC versus Houston. That is such a big series, considering the fact that news broke yesterday concerning Russell Westbrook. And because of that strained quad injury he's dealing with, Russell Westbrook will miss, quote, a few games to start that series. Now, a few sounds to me at least three. At least three. So James Harden is really going to have to bring it. OKC, led by, of course, former Houston Rockets point guard Chris Paul. OKC is dangerous. A lot of young talent on that team, and Chris Paul is absolutely fearless. So watch out for that series. Very intriguing series here. 3-6. Denver and Utah. You look at Denver, and you got Joker out there. Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray coming back from his injury. And then Utah, the talented tandem of Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. That's a very intriguing series. Very intriguing series. And on Monday, you know, because the NBA playoffs start on Monday, I'm going to give you guys my full-on predictions here, series by series, and I'll give you my picks, all right? The last series in the West will be 2-7. Number two, the Clips, L.A., will take on 7-seed Dallas, the Mavericks. That's going to be very, very fun. I believe already, and you guys know this, I've said this multiple times, I believe that the Los Angeles Clippers will be your 2020 NBA champs. And the Clips, they are so deep, so talented in a variety of different areas, taking on Luka Doncic, one of the most talented young basketball players in the league, international baller, the international baller that he is. He's so good, but man, you know, his numbers are down a bit whenever he matches up against the Clips, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the Clips have the most talented backcourt, two-way backcourt in the NBA, where you have the, you know, great defensive game matched with an outstanding offensive game in Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. So some great matchups here, some really great matchups, and I can't wait to sit back on my couch and watch each and every one of them. All right, again, playoffs start on Monday. And lastly, I do want to mention this. The Chicago Bulls have reportedly fired head coach Jim Boylan. Boylan of East Grand Rapids here in this great state of Michigan compiled an overall record of 39-84 during his two seasons with the Bulls, including a 22-43 mark this past season. Not great. Boylan, who graduated from the University of Maine, he served as an assistant at Michigan State, if you remember, under Judd Heathcote, from 1987 to 1992, before returning to East Lansing in 2006-2007, in which he served under head coach Tom Izzo. Boylan coached the University of Utah from 07 to 2011. He won three NBA championships as an assistant, including two with the Houston Rockets and one with the San Antonio Spurs. So Jim Boylan let go by the Chicago Bulls. And also, I forgot to note as well and wish Boylan well on his next basketball endeavors. But I also want to note that the San Antonio Spurs, when I was going through that NBA playoffs list, the San Antonio Spurs were notably off of it because this is the first time since 1997 that Greg Popovich and the Spurs have not made the NBA playoffs. Folks, I was 7 years old. I was in elementary school the last time the Spurs did not make the playoffs. An incredible, incredible streak, a true testament to the greatness of Greg Pop and that San Antonio Spurs organization, which has turned out so many outstanding athletes. Pretty impressive stuff. All right, that will do it for your current sports quick hit headliners. If you would like to weigh in, again, multiple ways in which you can do so. If you're sitting back listening and you want to be a part of the show, if you disagree with something I've said, I would love to hear from you.
You can call us and leave us a voicemail. We can't take live callers right now due to COVID-19. I'm still not in Studio S. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Weigh in there. Tweet us at WKAR News or tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, I'll talk about Tom Izzo and the incredible job that him and his staff have done recruiting-wise during this pandemic. And Big Ten basketball, will we see it this year? And what will it take for us to see it this year? That and more. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. And first off, you know, I want to wish you guys a happy Friday. And I hope you all have a great weekend. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful right now. I know we are expected to have some rain showers throughout the weekend, but I don't think they're going to be anything serious. But I really hope you guys are trying to, are doing the best you can when it comes to, you know, enjoying, you know, this summer. You know, I know it's been tough. It has not been easy, without a doubt. But I hope that you have been looking at the glasses half full and doing what you can to try and enjoy it and try and get some rays and do it safely. All right? Tom Izzo, though, I know this brother has been having an amazing, amazing summer. Arguably the most impressive summer of his entire tenure. It's truly incredible because he has been able to snag some of the biggest names in high school basketball right now and get these guys to commit to his vision for the future of Michigan State men's basketball. I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, Michigan State has never before landed five top 100 recruits in the same offseason. But looky here. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you look at Imani Bates, who is being looked at right now as the next LeBron James. He's at least the most hyped high school basketball recruit since the hoopla that was LeBron James. Imani Bates went on ESPN and committed to Michigan State earlier this summer. Now, look, you know, previously I had stated that when it comes to Imani, and I still may stand by this, you know, I still don't want to fall for the Charlie Brown and Lucy kick, right? I still feel like Lucy is going to snatch that ball away from me if I get a little too more. If I get a little too close to the possibility of Imani Bates actually sticking to his commit and saying that he's going to play college basketball for Michigan State, you know, because I don't know. It's just something about the recruiting war, man. You just never know what these young pups are going to do. But hey, right now, it seems as though Imani Bates, it's a good chance that he may be playing for Tom Izzo in Michigan State. And I say that because I teased this before we hit that first break and earlier on in our headliners. When it comes to Imani Bates, I've been looking at his social media, and many people have noted this and posted it on Twitter. Imani Bates, during a live stream yesterday on Instagram, you know, he ended the Instagram live by saying that he is seriously considering reclassifying to 2021 and being a part of next year's class. And if he does, that would be major because the NBA probably won't have the rule that will allow high school athletes to declare themselves eligible for the NBA draft straight from high school to the pros. Probably won't be in place in 2021. So if he reclassifies, look, he can be a part of Michigan State basketball at least for one season. That would be huge. And I know that another big-time MSU recruit, five-star Chicago area shooting guard Max Christie, has been in the ear of Imani Bates, trying to get him to reclassify. It's crazy. So you got Bates, five-star. Max Christie from Chi-Town, five-star. And then you throw in Canadian big man Enoch Boyeki, who committed to Michigan State. I mean, I love, you know, the potential of you know, Enoch Boyeki. He is very, very talented as well. He commits to Tom Izzo, and Boyeki is listed as a four-star. Very impressive. And then you throw in the versatile wing from the D in Pierre Brooks II. That's impressive. I mean, and you look at Pierre Brooks, he is a part of the 2021 class, and he is also a four-star like Boyeki. And he actually, you know, Pierre Brooks, he committed last spring. And now you throw in the 6'3", four-star guard out of Farmington in Jade Akins. Tom Izzo. I mean, he deserves a round of applause for what he has been able to put together. This right now is an impressive recruiting job by Tom Izzo, Mike Garland, Dwayne Stevens, and Dane Fife. So, and the question is, I mean, they could all be 2021. I do want to say that. You know, if they all are a part of the 2021 class, how incredible would that be? If those who are 2022 actually reclassify and are a part of that 2021 class, and you have those freshmen coming in, Bates, Christie, Boyeki, Brooks, Akins, I mean, what if all of them started? I mean, this would be Michigan State's version of the Fab Five. And I've been seeing a lot of people try and come up with nicknames for these five. If they are all playing together at Michigan State, you know, what should their name be? And my favorite one, which I retweeted yesterday, my favorite one is the Gauntlet. I don't know if you guys have seen that. And I'm a bit of a movie nerd, as you guys know. I'm an actor, you know, when I'm not behind the mic. And I'm a big Avengers fan. I love the Marvel movies. I love the Avengers. And, you know, Endgame, Infinity War, that all really focused on Thanos and, you know, him trying to get all of the, what do you call those things, the jewels, you know, for the Gauntlet so that he can, you know, kill half of the population, all this crazy stuff, right? There's like five jewels. So people are, you know, have put, like, Tom Izzo's head on Thanos's, you know, body, and like had the Gauntlet glove with a picture of each player in Bates, Christie, Boyeki, Brooks, and Akins, you know, as one of the jewels, one of the five jewels. So yeah, pretty funny stuff. I love the Gauntlet. That'd be awesome. That's a really dope nickname. but could it be all one class? And that'd be something else if they all talk to each other and say, hey, man, let's make a run at this for 2021 and let's do it. I love it. You know, Bates and Boyeki are both in the 2022 class and both are seriously considering a reclassification to 2021. That would be incredible. I mean, the basketball craze for Michigan State hoops would be unlike anything that we've seen.
I truly believe that. Now, sure, there was hype around, you know, what we saw with Miles Bridges and Jaren Jackson Jr., you know, Cassius Winston. There was certainly hype with that class and also Joshua Langford. I don't want to, you know, forget about Josh. But this is another level right now, especially with Bates. And I really do believe, you know, when Imani Bates made that verbal commit on ESPN, I talked about what kind of payoff that could happen, even if Imani Bates doesn't lace up the sneaks and don that green and white jersey at the Breslin Center. Even if he doesn't take one dribble in a green and white jersey here in East Lansing, the payoff that is Imani Bates going on national television and saying, I am committing to play college basketball for Michigan State University and Tom Izzo. The payoff is already there. When you consider that Imani Bates, who is only going into his junior campaign at Lincoln High School in Ypsilanti, Imani Bates on the cover of Sports Illustrated at that young age and also becoming the only sophomore to ever win the Gatorade National Player of the Year. And you look at that SI cover issue. Magic, Michael, LeBron, Imani? Question mark. It's amazing the hype around him. When you have that caliber of player, the most hyped high school basketball recruit since LBJ, when you have him just saying that I'm going to commit and play for Tom Izzo, you better believe that there are so many other top basketball recruits out there watching that and saying, wow, if Imani Bates was to play for Tom Izzo, maybe I should play for Tom Izzo. And I think that's the kind of payoff that we're seeing right now when you look at Max Christie, Enoch Boyacki, Pierre Brooks, and Jaden Akins making their decisions. And it's going to further pay off. It's going to continue to pay off. It's amazing. You know, there are many people out there that thought the Tom Izzo was done. And he's never getting that second national championship, especially looking at the whole pandemic situation. Cassius Winston, who I believe is going to be on the Mount Rushmore of Michigan State basketball when it's all said and done. But, you know, he didn't even get a chance to play out his senior year into the postseason and possibly, you know, have a go at a national championship, you know. And so he leaves now. The most talented point guard next to Mateen Cleaves in Izzo's tenure. He doesn't even get a chance to make a run at a national championship. Izzo will never get it. And then this happens. Incredible, right? Now, this has been noted as well. I do want to say this. These commitments can only fit in one class. If we do get the reclassification from Bates and Boyacki, this recruiting class can only fit if three players leave Michigan State early, or if the NCAA lifts or raises the scholarship limit for a year to accommodate what could really be a mess everywhere if the coming basketball season isn't played or completed. So that's big. That's huge. So we'll have to wait and see what the NCAA does. The Spartans have three players on their roster that the coaches believe could play themselves into the NBA draft. You know, and you look at junior Aaron Henry. He withdrew from this year's draft, but, you know, you look at what could happen after his next season that could open up, you know, the way for all five of those talented freshmen to play on one team. Sophomore Rocket Watts, you know, he's going to have a featured role, especially now that Cassius Winston is gone. And then you got junior transfer Joey Hauser, who we didn't see last year due to injury. But many people may, you know, believe that he may be the best prospect because of what he can do. And that stretch forward role is one that is really coveted in today's NBA. So, I mean, that's what happened. You know, ideally, if you look at it, Aaron Henry leaving, Rocket Watts leaving, Joey Hauser leaving, that would really open up things. So Bates and Boyacki could then fit in that 2021 class. So, you know, if one of them stays, you would have a roster adjustment somewhere. So that's also something to think about. But, you know, I didn't know much about Jaden Akins, excuse me, until yesterday. You guys know I don't follow recruiting hardcore like that. I just know, you know, if it's a huge name, then I know about it. But, you know, I'm not glued to my TV, you know, in watching recruiting shows. I don't even know if those exist, or I should say on YouTube, right? And I'm not subscribing to recruiting blogs and publications online. It's just not me. You know, I remember my first engineer, who you guys know, who have been following Current Sports since its inception in April of 2012. My first engineer, Alex Sharg, he was so big into recruiting, and I couldn't stand it. More so football recruiting with Alex, not so much basketball, but, you know, he was so much into it, and I just like, no, I can't stand it for the most part. So I had to do some research on Jaden Akins, especially my fraternity brother. He's really big on him. And, you know, I was watching his highlight reels, and I'm like, wow, this dude really plays the point guard position very well. You know, he can shoot. He's got great vision. He's just a tough. He's a tough guy to defend. And he's really versatile. And he can handle the rock. Great ball handling ability. So I really like this, man. And Tom Izzo, salute to you, brother. I mean, Tom Izzo is proving a lot of different people wrong here. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, I'm going to have Reflection Friday for you guys and just kind of put the crazy week that has been here on Current Sports. I'm going to put that in perspective for you guys. And I also want to talk about the possibility of a Big Ten basketball year starting this fall. Can it happen? We'll be right back. You are listening to the Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and we just got a few minutes left here in the hour. I just want to touch on a few things here for Reflection Friday when we look at the week that was and has been here on WKAR's Current Sports, and I give you some final thoughts. First off, wild, wild week. The Big Ten canceling fall sports, that was the biggest story, without a doubt. And I know it's tough, everybody. And it's going to be so weird knowing that Michigan State or Michigan football will not be on your televisions this upcoming fall. But we're going to get through this together. And we're going to find ways to cope with this. And I hope you all are finding ways to stay busy and productive and keeping your mind engaged. All right? This needed to happen, in my opinion. And we all have to do our part in staying safe. You know, it's what Tom Izzo mentioned in his piece. I should say Graham Couch's piece of the Lansing State Journal, where Tom talked to Graham Couch about, you know, wearing a mask. I mean, it's a simple human act in order for us to drive these numbers down. If we all do our part, then sports will be back on our televisions. So I wanted to just touch on that. I know that has been the story. Really tough stuff, but we're going to get through this. And also the Big Ten basketball bubble, that's a possibility. You know, if the NBA can play out the rest of this season, playoffs starting on Monday, they have had no positive tests so far. That's a possibility. If you play in a bubble, if that system works,
And if college basketball players are willing to adhere to that system, we could see college basketball on our televisions, folks. Now, I really do believe that's a realistic possibility. So let's keep hope alive there. And I want you all to please wear your mask, be smart, be safe, and as always, please, be easy, people.